Today, we'd like to study the title of Cornelius in Book of Acts, chapter 10, verses 1 to 23. To online words of people, we'd like to suggest three questions. Number one, in verse 4, and when he observed him, he was afraid and said, "What is it, Lord?" So he said to him, "Your prayers and your alms have come up for a memorial before God. What will God do to Cornelius?" What will God do to Cornelius? Question 2. In verse 6, he's lodging with Simon, a tanner, whose house is by the sea. He will tell you what you must do. To Peter, what happens? Last question 3, in verses 15 and 16, and a voice spoke to him again the second time, "What God has cleansed, you must not call common." This was done 3 times, and the object was taken up into heaven again. What can we see? First of all, we want to see brief background to understand today's text. Centurion is a ruler over 100 soldiers in the Italian army. Such as in the Bible, a man of faith is shown. One example, Matthew chapter 8, verses 5 to 13. Now when Jesus had entered Capernaum, a centurion came to him, pleading with him, saying, "Lord, my servant is lying at home, paralyzed, dreadfully tormented." And Jesus said to him, "I will come and heal him." The centurion answered and said, "Lord, I am not worthy that you should come under my roof, but only speak a word, and my servant will be healed. For I also am a man under authority, having soldiers under me. And I say to this one, 'Go,' and he goes, and to another, 'Come,' and he comes, and to my servant, 'Do this,' and he does it." When Jesus heard it, he marveled and said to those who followed, "Assuredly, I say to you, I have not found such a great faith, not even in Israel. And I say to you that many will come from east and west and sit down with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven," referring to the Jewish people. "But the sons of the kingdom, or the Jewish people, will be cast out into outer darkness. There will be weeping and gnashing of teeth." Then Jesus said to the centurion, "Go your way, and as you have believed, so let it be done for you." And his servant was healed that same hour. It shows a man of faith who is the centurion in Capernaum. Also, another one, Matthew chapter 27, verse 54. When Jesus was crucified on the cross, so when the centurion and those with him who were guarding Jesus saw the earthquake and the things that had happened when Jesus passed away, they feared greatly, saying, "Truly, this was the Son of God." So centurion confessed Jesus Christ is the Son of God. So both centurion shows each man over faith. Now chapter 10, verse 1, there was a certain man in Caesarea, the capital of Judea colony in Rome Empire, called Cornelius, a centurion of what was called the Italian regiment, So Italy, former ancient country name is Rome Empire, a devout man and one who feared God with all his household, who gave alms or charitable deeds generously to the people and prayed to God always, which means moment to moment relationship with God, a man of a prayer. Here, this centurion is likely proselyte, which meaning the Judaist, converted to Judaist, called a proselyte. But this centurion is never heard of Christ, So his knowledge of God is not complete yet. Verse 3, about the ninth hour, the Hebrew hour, has a 6 hours difference from our hour. So therefore, 3 o'clock in the morning, 3 a.m. of the day, he saw clearly in a vision an angel of God coming in and saying to him, Cornelius. So angel is a messenger, you know, of God. Angel, creatures of a spiritual being made by God. Cornelius, and when he observed him, Cornelius observed the angel, he was afraid and said, what is it, Lord? He said to him, so angel said to Cornelius, your prayers and your alms have come up for a memorial before God. Here, so God allows Peter to tell Christ to him, whose knowledge is complete. Another example, Ethiopian Enoch, Book of Acts, chapter 8, verse 26-27. Now an angel of the Lord spoke to Philip the deacon, saying, arise and go toward the south along the road which goes down from Jerusalem to Gaza. This is a desert. So he arose and went, and behold, a man of Ethiopia, a eunuch of great authority under Candace the queen, like a finance minister, over the Ethiopians, who had charge of all her treasury, so finance, minister of finance, and had come to Jerusalem to worship. So Ethiopian eunuch also saw diligently God. That's why he went to Jerusalem to worship God. So likewise here, so Cornelius also seeks God diligently. So God is a reward to those who seek him diligently. According to Bible, Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6, but without faith it is impossible to please him, for he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. So Cornelius, you know, both of them examples of those who sought God diligently. So God rewarded, God made a range. One is the apostle Peter to tell Jesus Christ to him. Another guy is the deacon Philip, arranged to tell Jesus Christ to Enoch. So let's see. First of all, and when he observed him, he was afraid. What is the Lord? Then is verse 5. Now send a man to Joppa and send for Simon, whose surname is Peter. Joppa, southbound 30 miles from Caesarea, or southbound 50 kilometers from Caesarea. See a Bible map. Then Joppa and sent for Simon Peter. He is Simon Peter lodging with Simon, a tanner. Simon the tanner is the landlord of that house, or the house owner, whose house is by the sea. He will tell you what you must do. Here, a tanner is a person to make animal hides into leather, treating dead animals. Jewish tradition developed dead animals as uncleanness from Old Testament, such as in Deuteronomy chapter 14, verse 8. Also, the swine is unclean for you because it has cloven hoofs, yet does not chew the cud. You shall not eat their flesh or touch their dead carcasses. So if you touch its dead body, consider it as unclean. But Jewish people developed their own tradition. So if you're touching the dead animal, consider uncleanness. So Peter lodged in Simon the tanner, which means that Peter already began to break the Jewish tradition, because tanner is a job, you know, actually they must, you know, handle, touch the dead animal in order to make a leather. So in the Old Testament, is for example, the dead, you know, animal, if you touch its dead carcass, is considered as unclean. So Jewish people, is a tanner job, is an unclean job. But the Peter lodged in Simon the tanner means already beginning to break the Jewish tradition. So here, verse 7, and when the angel who spoke to him had departed, Cornelius called two of his household servants and a devout soldier from among those who waited on him continually. So basically, Cornelius gathered the three messengers, two of them household servants, one is a soldier as a secure, you know, guard kind of thing. So three of them, Cornelius sent them to southbound 30 miles or 50 kilometers to Joppa, where Simon Peter lodged in Simon the tanner. So God, through the angel specifically, is working with Cornelius as well as with Peter. Verse 10 below, Lord is working in both sides for his good purpose. So two of our servants and a devout soldiers, total three Gentiles, were sent to Joppa. Now verse 9. Now God is working on Peter too. The next day, as they went on their journey and drew near the city, Peter went up on the housetop to pray. Jewish house is a housetop, you know, top is a flat, you know, housetop, to pray. Here we see Peter also is a man of a prayer. About 6 hours. So I said Hebrew hours, six difference. So noontime, the lunch time. So the 6 hours the Hebrew time, our time is 12 o'clock in the afternoon, in the noon. Then he became very hungry and wanted to eat. But while they made ready, he fell into a trance. So his memory not clear, some, you know, fantasy kind of thing, into a trance, and saw heaven opened and an object like a great ship bound at the four corners. So saw a vision. So verse 17, the Peter also saw a vision. Then descending to him and let down to the earth, in it meaning in the great ship, were all kinds of four-footed animal, all kinds of four-footed animal, which means a mixture between clean animals and unclean animals in the Old Testament, Leviticus chapter 11, called as a common. So all kinds of animals of the wild beast. Also, for example, God, you know, the locust considered as clean, so Jewish people can eat in locust. I think many other country people, they don't eat locust much, but according to Bible, considered as clean. Also, cow considered as clean, but rabbit or pig considered as unclean. So all kinds of animals are mixed. So that is common. So creeping things and birds of the air. So it was natural that the Jewish people developed a tradition not to eat food with Gentiles, with risking defilement. So, you know, the Jewish people were invited by the Gentiles, but Gentiles prepared a food, but the Jewish people didn't know, you know, which one belonged to cleanness or which one's uncleanness. So they might have a risking defilement. So that's why the Jewish people developed their tradition. They shouldn't eat with Gentiles. The tradition is the prejudice favorable to Jewish race against the Gentiles. So that's called racial prejudice. So that is verse 12. Then is verse 13. A voice came to him, "Rise, Peter, kill and eat." But Peter said, "Not so, Lord." So here, Peter, there is inconsistent between Peter and God, because Peter refused. "No, thank you, not so, Lord. For I have never eaten anything common in a mixed clean or unclean, or unclean." And a voice spoke to him, to Peter again, the second time, "What God has cleansed, you must not call common." So, which meaning, when God has cleansed, you must call all cleans, because God is the maker's cleansed them, so you must call them clean. This was done three times, but still Peter doubts. So we can see in the next context. So here, it shows that traditions many times are stronger than even solid doctrine rooted from scriptures. Later, Peter's division between Jews and Gentiles in one body over Christ, called as a hypocrisy by disciple Paul. Galatians chapter 2, verse 11 to 13. Now when Peter had come to Antioch is a Gentile church, Paul withstood him, Peter, to his face, because he was to be blamed. Peter was to be blamed, for before certain men came from James. James is Jesus' half-brother. He was an apostle over Jerusalem church. Jerusalem church is the members of the Jewish people. Jewish people, you know, Christian. Jewish racial these and people's churches. So came from James. Peter would eat with the Gentiles, because of Antioch church members, Gentiles, but when they, meaning the Jerusalem church, you know, Jewish Christians came, he withdrew. So, you know, Peter stood up and separated himself, fearing those who were of the circumcision. Circumcision meaning the Jewish people. And the rest of the Jews also played the hypocrite with him, because that behavior caused the division. Although Jesus said all Christian is one body of the Lord Jesus Christ, but they caused the problem. That is a hypocrisy, because inside they said this way one body, but the heart in a totally different behavior. so that even Barnabas also, Barnabas was carried away with their hypocrisy too, which meaning Barnabas followed with Peter, who separated himself from the Jerusalem, the Jewish and Christians. This is really shows that traditions many times are stronger than even solid doctrine rooted from scriptures. So here, now when Peter wondered within him, wondered the meaning, still Peter doubt what this vision which he had seen meant. Behold, the man who had been sent from Cornelius. So three Gentiles had made inquiry for Simon's house, Simon's the tanner's house, and stood before the gate, and they called and asked whether Simon, whose surname was Peter, Simon Peter, was lodging there. While Peter thought about the vision, the Spirit said to him, which meaning the Holy Spirit, make sure, you know, Peter, behold, look, three men are seeking you. Arise, therefore, go down and go with them, welcome them, doubting nothing. Doubting nothing, it shows Peter still doubts to meet with the Gentiles, for I have sent them. So continually, the Spirit was working. Then Peter went down to the man who had been sent to him from Cornelius and said, yes, I am he whom you seek. For what reason have you come? And they said, Cornelius the centurion, the Gentile, Italian, a just man, righteous man, one who fears God and has a good reputation among all the nation of the Jews. So he was a favorable in Jews too, was divinely instructed by holy angel to summon you to his house. So divine summon to Peter to go to the Gentile house, Cornelius' house, which meaning lodge and eat with him. So when you know he lodged in Gentile house, obviously he shooter eat breakfast, lunch, dinner, right? Obviously eat with him. So to break down the tradition, the Jewish tradition, so racial prejudice in favor of only Jewish people who were redeemed by God. So one who fears God and has a good reputation among all the nation of the Jews was divinely instructed by holy angel to summon you to his house and to hear words from you. Then he invited them, Peter invited them, three Cornelius Gentiles messengers in and lodged them. So on the next day, lodged and eat with them. The next day, tomorrow, Peter went away with them. And some brethren from Joppa accompanied him. Some brethren meaning Jewish people, the Jewish people in Christ. Some brethren from Joppa accompanied him. Peter, so then next paragraph, Peter had an opportunity to tell Cornelius the gospel of salvation in Jesus Christ. So when somebody introduced Jesus Christ to non-Christian, sometimes Jesus asked the disciple two by two. One example, Luke chapter 10, verses 1 and 2. After this thing, the Lord appointed 70 others also and sent them two by two before his face into every city and place where he himself was about to go. Then Jesus said to them, the harvest truly is great, but the laborers are few. Therefore pray the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest. So here is not Peter alone, but other Jewish brothers in Christ from Joppa went to Cornelius' house with Cornelius' three messengers. Let's see each question answered in verse 4. And when he observed him, Cornelius observed the angel of God, he was afraid. Cornelius prayed and said, "What is it, Lord?" So he said to him, the angel is the messenger of God, said to Cornelius, "Your prayers and your alms have come up for a memorial before God. What will God do to Cornelius?" So God is rewarder to those who seek diligently. So God arranged Peter, apostle, to tell Jesus Christ to Cornelius. So Cornelius had an opportunity to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior. Question 2, in verse 6, he is lodging with Simon, a tanner. Peter is lodging with Simon, a tanner, whose house is by the sea. He will tell you what you must do. To Peter, what happens? Peter began to break down the tradition. The Jewish tradition considered dead body as unclean. So tanner's job, the handling dead bodies, dead animals, hides into letters. Kinds of death is began to break that tradition. Question 3, in verses 15 and 16, and a voice spoke to him again, to Peter again, the second time, "What God has cleansed, you must not call, comma. This was done three times, and the object was taken up into heaven again. What can you see?" Peter still doubt. So here, Peter letter, although Peter got a serious lesson from here, but the letter in Corinthian, the other Antioch church, Gentile church, he made practice the Jewish tradition too, separated himself from other Gentile and church members. Here is really, it shows that traditions many times are stronger than even solid doctrine rooted from scriptures subconsciously. So that's why always we should focus how to please God. So we need to pray. So we need a full of the Holy Spirit, also full of the scriptures without skipping any verses. Then we need to practice the word of God in life. That's important. Let's just sing song all together on bulletin, last song, page 2, number 3.